IRIB English Radio presents Viewpoints.
The presence of different scholars.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Assalamu alaikum to you, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio Call of Islam page. You are listening to Viewpoints and analysis on different topics according to the Islamic calendar of the Muslim world. I'm Atta, the host of this program. With me in the studio are two guest speakers from the Islamic House of Qom, Sayyid Mohsen Naqvi and brother Sajjad Haider. Sayyid Mohsen, assalamu alaikum.
Alaikum assalam wa rahmatullah. Thanks for inviting.
And brother Sajjad Haider, assalamu alaikum.
Alaikum assalam wa rahmatullah. Thank you for the invitation.
So before starting our main discussion, I would like to express my condolences on the martyrdom anniversary of Imam Ali alayhi salam in the holy month of Ramadan. That's why we dedicated today's session of the program Viewpoints to the universal character of Imam Ali alayhi salam. And the main question is this: how we can benefit from the teachings of Imam Ali alayhi salam in today's world, in the contemporary world. Sayyid Mohsen, let's start with you. After Prophet Muhammad, the most comprehensive character in the Islam, it is believed by both Sunni and Shia believes, according to different documents, is Ali ibn Abi Talib, Imam Ali alayhi salam. But in today's world, in the 21st century, if we want to learn something from this character, what it would be?
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Well, we can see that even in today's world, there many writers who are quoting the the sayings of Imam Ali alayhi salatu wasalam, and he's been the role model for the mankind since he came to this world. Yes. And even the book Nahjul Balagha, obviously, the peak of eloquence, it's been translated as this. Yes. Name.
Sayyid Razi's book.
Sayyid Razi's collection. Yes. Of the sayings of Imam Ali or the speeches of Imam Ali. This book is a magnificent book, which is being said that it's a treasure, basically. And when we look at this book, even there are many things which can teach us a lot.
Yes.
A Christian writer, George Jardak, who was Lebanese, I think.
Yes, he was Lebanese.
He was a Lebanese writer.
Al-Imam Ali Sautul Adalat al-Insaniya.
So he talked about the justice of Imam Ali alayhi salam. Yes. And the rights. And we know that even in his life, the tenure that he had, the apparent tenure of rulership that he had or governorship, that was for 3.5 years or 4 years. It was basically full of justice.
Yes.
The things that we see, even the wars that he had, he was a role model for everyone, even at the time when he was, because he used to even fight with justice. This is what we lack in today's world. You know, people or the countries who have powers, they invade countries, they do not look at the justice or injustice. We recently have many, wars.
Yes.
The war on Yemen, the war on Afghanistan, on Syria, war between Russia and Ukraine, and other wars as well.
Yes.
We see that generally the governments or the armies, they don't care about the people.
Yes.
There are many things that are mass destruction, like many weapons. And it's against justice. And that's why in the Shia Islam, they have forbidden the manufacturing of atomic bomb.
Yes.
Because it's a mass destruction weapon.
Yes.
Every faqih, all the maraji has given this, this fatwa. So it shows us that in Islam, especially Imam Ali, who is the leader and the successor of the Prophet, according to the Shia Islam, and he's the first Imam. Therefore, we can see that the justice is the main thing.
Very good.
In this. And then in today's world, we lack justice.
That's all right. That's why it attracted so many people out of the scope of Islam, we can say, and the Shia Islam, to the justice of Imam Ali alayhi salam, not only during his caliphate, and during these 4.5 years, but during whole his life, the justice of Amir al-Mu'mineen was really outstanding. Okay, brother Sajjad Haider, what about you? How we can benefit from this important character, Imam Ali alayhi salam, in today's lives, in today's world?
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Regarding the personality of Imam Ali alayhi salam, I think the first step, if you want to benefit from a life and personality of some person in history, the first step is to know the personality, who the person was. So when we come to Imam Ali alayhi salam, he was one of the great persons of the history. Now, the point here to be noted is this, that we are not talking about a person actually here now. We are talking about actually not only a person, but actually a a method, actually, a system given by Holy Prophet to the humanity. There are 2 points which I want to focus here. The first point that the prophets, there is a very good saying by one of the contemporary scholars. He said, the prophets do not write books. Their books are actually the souls and selves of people. There they mold them in their personalities to the higher merits of ethics and virtues.
That's right.
So that's what their action. So the personality of Imam Ali alayhi salam is very much related to the personality of the Holy Prophet. Mm-hmm. So in other words, if you want to know what Islam is capable of, if you want to know what the Prophet has given to the humanity, look at Ali alayhi salam. He manifests the greatest standards of Islam.
Quran and Natiq, they say.
Quran and Natiq.
The practitioner of the Quran.
So even Quran is not a book of Holy Prophet. It's from Allah.
Yes.
So if the Holy Prophet brought that hidden, the gift of Quran from the hidden from Al-Ghaib, Sama Al-Ghaib, but in another aspect, for the people normal people of today's world, we tell them that in every condition you are living, how much the conditions are hard and difficult, it's possible to bring up it's possible to nurture people on highest merits of standard. Example is Ali alayhi salam. This is the one aspect.
Okay.
The other point which I want to talk about, in today's world, we see that after the Renaissance and afterward, the things in the materialistic system has developed into, that has taken all order and systems of the world, we see that in ethics, the ethics has been based upon the pleasure.
Yes.
And the economy has been founded upon the capital.
Yes.
And the politics and everything you see is based on materialism. So we very much need in this time to return to a personality like Imam Ali alayhi salam.
Right.
When we are too much indulged, there is too much indulgence to the materialistic life.
Yes.
So we need to return to Ali alayhi salam and his life and to know the personality. So this emotional attachment even works.
Okay.
And to get out of this miserable, I will call it, a miserable state where the materiality and material aspects are taking over all and overcoming all our human aspects. So it's a good time to return to such a great personality.
Inshallah, mashallah, brother, it was very nice. His teachings, his sentences, his statements, his sermons, letters are really fresh. You know, it is like it was written yesterday.
Yeah.
When you look at it, just take a look at the letter of Imam Ali alayhi salam to Malik al-Ashtar, you know, when he was sent as a governor to Egypt. You know, nowadays, all the leaders across the world can really benefit from the teachings and the content of that letter. Okay, Sayyid Mohsen, justice and social justice, this type of hurriya, the freedom that Imam Ali alayhi salam had, you know, in his character, that we can say, taking care of the orphans, taking care of the destitute, most of the social movements nowadays, those who are seeking for freedom nowadays in the world, are looking for a paragon, for a role model, for, we can say, a charter of rights. Imam Ali alayhi salam, I think, can be a good example, isn't it?
Yes, definitely. Imam Ali is a good example. Why? Because when we look at the history, we see even the sayings of Prophet about Imam Ali alayhi salatu wasalam. The personality that he had, it was, we can say, like, it covered everyone, everything. It was a universal. He was a universal person.
Yes.
The Prophet said about him, like, Al-Aliyu ma'al-haq wal-haqu ma'ali. Ali is with the truth and truth is with Ali. Now, someone can be with the truth, but if the truth is with him, it means he has a high rank. Whatever he does, it's according to the justice and the truth. On the other hand, we can see, like, for example, when Prophet says that I am the city of the knowledge, Ali is the door of that knowledge,
the
gate of that city.
Yes.
And whoever wants to enter the city, he must enter through the gate.
Yes, very good.
So from that aspect, even today, when we want to learn something, when we want to, gain a knowledge, we have to gain some help or take some help from Imam Ali alayhi salatu wasalam. On the other hand, in his personal life, as you said, all the movements that we see, it was done by him. For example, you know, today we have people who are living in the streets. Hunger is a lot. The people who are needy, the poor people, they don't have any food. He used to supply food in the mid of night without everyone knowing about it to those orphans, to those who were needy.
Okay.
And when he passed away, and the day when he passed away, and those people couldn't have anything to eat or drink.
Then the sustenance was cut. Yes,
and the sustenance was cut.
Yes, yes.
And they understood that, okay, this was Ali ibn Abi Talib, who was the caliphate of the time. He was the ruler of the time. Yes. We don't have any ruler going into the streets and distributing things amongst the people. He was very much careful about the things. For example, you know, today we can see, like, for example, if I have something from my office, I do use it at home as well, for example. Okay. But when I'm at my work time, I'm doing my personal things as well. Whereas when Imam Ali alayhi salam, we have this in the history, that he had a candle and he was writing something on the papers of the government. He was basically calculating some of the money that has come to him. Okay. And at the same time, he had private guests. So he turned off the candle.
So it was Talha and Zubair who came to him to visit him. And the candle was
personal,
out.
It was a personal visit.
And the personal candle was on, yes.
So he turned off the government candle, like the candle which was bought from the government's money.
Yes.
And then he turned on the private candle which he bought by his own pocket. So this thing shows us that he was very specific and he was paying attention to many detailed things.
That's right.
Which has effect, obviously, when we are living in this universe, in this world, we are affecting this world.
Yes.
This world is being affected by us in different means. Those who just believe in the material life, Ali ibn Abi Talib alayhi salatu wasalam, was even role model for him. Mm-hmm. That if you want to have justice according to this, that the way we said, okay, you need to follow the footsteps of Imam Ali alayhi salam. Okay. If you want justice, if you want to talk about helping people, it is Ali ibn Abi Talib alayhi salam. If you talk about the rights of the people, the best judge of the history, we can say,
yes,
was Ali ibn Abi Talib.
There are so many documents that there has been disagreements between Khulafa al-Rashidin, a specific case when referring to them as a court, they could not answer that and they referred the case to Ali ibn Abi Talib, you know.
Even the right of Imam Ali was being the caliph, the first caliph after the prophet, apparently.
Okay.
But even we see that when this right was taken from him, he's observed as an opposition. But at the meantime, whenever there was anything which was needed by them or
any help, any consultation,
he was the first person who used to give his consultation and his advices to the caliph of the time.
Okay.
So it shows us, and the unity that he had. You know, we do not see any dispute at that time of war the way we see in today's war.
No.
At this time that we have between the Sunni, Shia, and all those. So basically, this all shows us that we need to follow, and even if we want to have any kind of movement, we should follow him, basically.
Okay, that's right. Okay, Brother Sajjad Haider, your final remarks?
Yeah, I'll say that in a time when there, even in the political aspect, you see the powers in the world today, even starve the nations to death. We see this, they starve the nations to death just for a political gain. So for nations, it's a time that when they follow a person like Imam Ali alayhi salam, and they return even to their own legacy. Okay, philosophical legacy, if they take lessons from the life of a person like Imam Ali alayhi salam, maybe the things will change in future. And I think even in political aspect, it's a good opportunity for humanity to take benefit from the life of Imam Ali alayhi salam.
That's right. He was a man of action and not only words, you know, because there are so many documents written about the lifestyle of Imam Ali alayhi salam. Taking care of the family, you know, even the family aspect can be also a really good role model. Today in the world, you know, there are so many consultation centers, how to have a family, how to have a good relation with your wife, with your children, you know, this and that. Imam Ali alayhi salam, personal life even was a role model and example for so many people. It still can benefit from them.
Yeah, it's the greatest thing. He is a multifaceted person.
Yes, exactly.
And also being a multifaceted person, he excels in every field. That's the point.
Yes,
he excels in spirituality. So all the systems which we used to see today in philosophy or either Irfan or other, all aspects, we see they look at Imam Ali as the role model, as the leader.
So even physical strengths.
Strength,
you know?
Yeah.
Okay. He was, I mean, physically strong too, you know, so many stories about his bravery during the battlefields, you know, defending the religion of Islam. I mean, you cannot find a person who has all these things, all these, you know, great talents in himself a person who is believed to be the first man among the Muslims, a person who were the first one who believed in Prophet Muhammad's mission, the true successor of Prophet Muhammad, and then the personal life, the social life, his authority over the people in 4.5 years, you know, full of justice, really, really a comprehensive character,
yeah,
still can be benefited from.
Okay. But when you come to the core of this all multifaceted personality, you see him telling that the core issue, why he is successful in all these fields, he will say his relation with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. See him worshipping in the nights, and you see him how he used to love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
That's
his
right.
affection, his relation with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That was the core issue. That was the core which hold all the characteristics of this great personality.
Even at his last moment of the life, when he was struck by the sword, you know, of Ibn al-Muljam, remembering Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, keeping Allah's names in his tongue, you know, really great, okay?
Yeah, because obviously when we look at the narrations by the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the Prophet says that, O Ali, no one knows you except me and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
Very good.
So this is the rank that he had. Obviously, spiritually, the connection that you have with Allah, the more stronger your connection will be, the more stronger you
That's
will
right.
be. And obviously, he was the perfect, we can say, like man, like in Arabic or Persian term, we use insan-e-kamil, the word.
Yes.
And we know that the insan-e-kamil is someone whose whole life is according to the Quran. And that's why these were known as Quran and Natiq.
Yes.
Because they both are the pairs, like
that's right.
we can say. So that's what we can see in the life of Imam Ali alayhi salatu wasalam. And there are many things to talk. Obviously.
Many, many things to talk, yes. Unfortunately, we do not have that much time for today's discussion. But, you know, still, there are so many other talks. We got another program on Arab English Radio, Call of Islam page, called To My Brother. It's about the main teachings of Imam Ali alayhi salam and his universal character. I invite our dear listeners to refer to that program too. But thank you, Imam Sayyid Mohsen Naqvi and Brother Sajjad Haydar for your presence in the program. Viewpoints talking about the universal character and the comprehensive personality of Imam Ali alayhi salam. We would like to express our condolences again on the martyrdom anniversary of Imam Ali alayhi salam in this holy month of Ramadan. Inshallah, Allah gives us a chance of visiting the tomb of Imam Ali alayhi salam in Najaf al-Ashraf one day, inshallah. Do not forget us in your du'as and supplications during this month of Ramadan. You can visit our website at parstoday.com/Call of Islam page 2 to another episode. God bless you all. في أمان الله
رمضان المستبين جاء بالنور المبين مرحبا بالتائبين مرحبا بالعابدين في صلاة الخاشعين في رحاب الذاكرين رمضان 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 القانتين